Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard into the night and into the early hours of the overnight. It is Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline USA. Marty Terrell along the way. We're on iHeartRadio. You can find us on TuneIn Simple Radio. And around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Dominic Jimenez in here as let the games begin. The ball is in the air as the NCAA tournament gets underway tonight. And we look forward to it. We'll break it down two in the overnight as we get it going here with Howard and Wagner at University of Dayton Arena. Been in that building, a nice building. They get about, what, I don't look at the capacity, maybe a shade over 10,000. Wagner and Howard, look forward to it. We saw the Bison from Howard last year here in Des Moines, Iowa. They're back in the big dance and a slight favorite against Wagner. I want to say the Seahawks, and that ought to be an interesting spot. And then tomorrow we get Montana State, Grambling State, and then we'll have the first four underway. And away we go. We are presented by Innovative Wellness. Elevate your wellness at Innovative Wellness. I'll be out there tomorrow with Mr. Andy Steiger. He and Christy do an outstanding job there. Whatever it might be, the neuropathy, the injuries, you name it. Innovative Wellness at InnovativeWellness.Center. By Iowa EPS and the Cataldo family, led by George, a big high five as Iowa EPS salutes the Iowa and the state of Iowa. Five teams in the NCAA tournament. Caitlin Clark, the Lady Hawkeyes under Lisa Bluter, the Cyclones men, Iowa State, T.J. Otzelberger, and the legendary Bill Fennelly on the women's side and the Drake Bulldogs, and away we go, as Darian DeVries has done an outstanding job. So there you go.
And if I knew the name of the women's coach at Drake, I would have led with it, but I don't at the moment. I think it's Amy Williams. Amy something. Horrible job out of me. Away we go. Lots to get to. Some screaming headlines. Blake Snell. You could see this one coming a mile away. He wanted to stay on the West Coast. Yankees, no thanks. Red Sox, uh-uh. He wanted to stay on the West Coast. Blake Snell to the Giants. We will look at that here a little bit. And just a ton of stuff going on, really. ESPN writing a big check, $7.8 billion for the college football playoff. And the ACC with Clemson and Florida State getting litigious. We'll do that. A whole lot more scores, analysis in the overnight. This is Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Coming right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, getting it going here. Lots to get to here. We're going to roll through it in this hour. We're going to go fast break. There'll be no half-court sets. We're not going to play any zone defense. We're not going to take every single segment down to the shot clock. Dominic's going to keep this. He's going to crack the whip and keep the house in order. He's in a good mood, Jimenez is. Blake Snell to the Giants. Logan Webb, new manager there. Gabe Kapler hit the road. 79 wins a year ago. Look, I'm not going to get crazy. You want to reverse that number and go 83-79, 85-77 with the Giants. I might bite into that apple, but Blake Snell's a great get. He really is. I mean, you're going to have two tough. If you face the Giants and they start with the Padres, and that'll be, something maybe Snell will get involved clearly in that series. But again, missed most of spring training, so we'll keep you tuned to that. But, that opening series against the Padres will be interesting. And look, the Giants got off to a rollicking start and then the bottom fell out. I mean, Dom was telling me left and right, stop it. Get off this giant bandwagon. They're going to burn you. And they did. So there we go. Our marching orders are official. We're looking forward to it with all our great sponsors, Innovative Wellness, Iowa EPS, and a few others, which we will mention. It's going to be East Regional for us at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So our shows will start to originate from Brooklyn on Thursday. Look, UConn, Stetson, Florida Atlantic, Northwestern, and then in the other 5-12 matchup, we're going to get Wisconsin, James Madison, and then I love this one, Duke and Vermont. So, it's not Omaha where you got, a lot of home cooking. BYU, Duquesne, I'd love to see outgoing coach at Duquesne, a great story. I mean, Keith Ambrose been there forever, been coaching forever, so interesting. Duquesne, in Omaha against BYU, Illinois, Morehead State, and then you got Washington State and Drake. I think the time start on that game is going to favor Washington State. It really is. That's going to be a 9:05 tip, and they can move it. You might get, an overtime game or something that'll throw it off. Not that, Iowa State and South Dakota are going to go down to the wire. They won't. But that Omaha region is pretty solid. On the women's side, real quick, a lot of griping about this Iowa-LSU collision course, which is going to likely take place in Albany, New York. I love it. I mean, I'm so sick and tired. PTI today, they spent half their segment just getting on this women's committee. Look, we know they goof. They goof. I'm sorry. You know, they seed them 1 through 68, and then they piece them together. It's like putting a puzzle together. Who cares? Look, Iowa-LSU, that's juicy for television. We remember last year with the hand over the face and the trash talking with Reese and Caitlin Clark. And Clark, whose stock has even been more of a meteoric rise than anyone could have foreseen. I mean, she is absolutely gold. I mean, the British press is now pumping her up. She's the face of postseason, the NCAA. From an individual player standpoint, she's the one. And now, the big debate is, what are we going to see with these TV ratings? I'll tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see buku ratings. And the NCAA tournament, True TV, TNT, you know, they splice them around here a little bit. The bottom line is, these numbers are down. College basketball needs a Caitlin Clark on the men's side. They really do. They need that marquee player. Edney's not doing it. Okay. Bronny James is your number one nil earner at just a shade under $8 million. Bronny James. Okay. He barely played. He isn't very good. The idea that he's going to the NBA is the name, stock, and barrel. That's it, the name. If he was Joe James and wasn't related, his dad wasn't LeBron, this guy, he's a bench warmer. Splinters in his rear, we used to say. So this whole idea that, Bronny James is going to be lock, stock, and barrel, first-round pick, hey, yeah, you want to tickle your box office, you want people to belly their way through the turnstiles to see Bronny James, go ahead, have at it. I wouldn't go across the street. He would not draw me to a game. Not once, not even a curiosity factor. I'm not picking on the kid. He's just not that good. He's got a name that kind of portends greatness, and there's just no greatness there. So that's where we get going. So we got the baseball stuff today, and then, the business of sports, we like it here. ESPN just unfolded, took out the checkbook and peeled off $7.8 billion for the college football playoff. Listen, football in this country, college, pro, you name it, it carries the calendar. It just does. So let's just – but here we go. I'm seasonal. I love the NCAA tournament. March, giddy. April, I'm all about baseball and golf. And we do have a golf sports psychologist on today, too. I'm very excited about that, and I'll pimp that in the next segment. So, I'm a calendar guy. Then you get to May, you're still into the golf season. Baseball's getting a little traction. You get to that first, checkpoint, which is Memorial Day weekend. You see where your baseball team is, and then it's July 4th. You get through the All-Star game, which nobody cares about. And next thing you know, NFL camps open, and we're off to the races through the end of middle of February. And then, the NFL takes off. And I didn't even put in the fact that you're going to have the NFL draft, which is a monster, absolute behemoth. And who's got it this year? I want to say, does Vegas have the, who's got the draft this year? I think it's Vegas. Wait a second. Vegas just had the Super Bowl. How can they have the draft? Is it Kansas City? No, I think they've done it there before. Chicago's had it. I'll be damned. I think it is Cleveland? Does Cleveland have the NFL draft? I mean, they got the women's Final Four right there at Rocket Mortgage. If so, Cleveland is, they're in some high cotton. So interesting there. But yeah, that's where we're going to get started today. And we'll roll through this with the first four. What's the reward for these teams? I mean, the winner of the Howard game tonight, Howard Wagner is going to get North Carolina in Charlotte on Thursday. So one and done is in the offing. And then on tomorrow night, you'll get Montana State, Grambling State. That'll be in Dayton. And then the winner will be easy fodder for the Purdue Boilermakers in Indianapolis on Friday. So that's where you go. We'll dip into a few of the matchups, which we did in earnest yesterday. We'll revisit some of those, but away we go. The other thing is, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Clemson, Florida State, the ACC. We got musical chairs all over the place. We really do. They want to explore exiting. Florida State's going to court. Clemson's now in the mix. They're challenging these rights, and then these exit fees. You want to withdraw from the conference and move the exit fees. Well, they're challenging that, and what that does for fans to me and the alums and their fan base is just gives them a big headache. It causes uncertainty. You're skittish. You don't know where you're going. You know, Florida State is looking for a home. Nobody wants them. I mean, they really don't. I mean, look, they had a great team last year. We saw how really weak they were when they went up against Georgia. I mean, they just got absolutely trashed. And Mike Norvell's a hell of a coach. But Big Ten doesn't want them. You know, the Pac-12 is skeletal. Skeletal remains. So I don't know. And Clemson, I mean, in Clemson, I look at them and I just, can you imagine what it's like for Clemson? They're sitting here, Dabo Swinney's looking around. He's making $11 to $12 million a year, and he's miserable. He is so, because the Big Ten and the SEC have totally dominated the offseason and the foreseeable future. Clemson now feels to me, and this is no kidding, they feel like Boston College to me. They just feel like they don't fit. And the ACC, I mean, what do you got? You got Clemson. You got Florida State. Once in a while, you know, you get a Vatek that, you know, puts a little run together. You see a little bit out of North Carolina. You know, Duke is a nice story when they win. But, you know, they don't win big, and they're not a big draw. And they're not a big TV draw unless it's basketball. That's what you got right now. So I understand the angst. Florida State and Clemson are looking around saying, what about us? Why can't we enjoy what's going on in the SEC and the Big Ten? Well, guess what? You're not invited. They don't want you. You've had scandals at those schools. You've had some things with grades and improprieties. Danny Ford, going back a million years, but Clemson's always kind of been, you know, in that little gray area, if you will. Very, very polarizing program. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the wholesome stuff on the other side. Iowa EPS, Innovative Wellness, coming back on Sports Overnight.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablet tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Talking to World of Sports here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your wellness and your well-being. And do that in Iowa. And they're located in West Des Moines, Clive, Iowa, suburb of Des Moines. Easily accessible. People come up from Missouri, across the way from Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, the border states, Kansas. Indeed, if you're outside the area and you're listening, or if you're in Des Moines proper, you know Innovative Wellness, the wellness center that'll elevate your well-being. Check them out at innovativewellness.center. I'll be there at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow with Mr. Andy Steiger. Shockwave therapy for neuropathy. Listen, I don't want to knock chiropractors. Maybe, but I could tell you right now, tangible results. And I appreciate you people emailing and saying, give me the lowdown, and I'm being straight up with you. I've made progress. Is it perfect? I've said it in the ad. Absolutely not. It takes time. It's a process, and you got to stay committed to it. The neuropathy did not arrive overnight, so it's not checking out overnight. Be realistic, but check them out. InnovativeWellness.center. All right, and again, Iowa EPS salutes the five teams. The big high five from Iowa with the Lady Hawkeyes, Caitlin Clark. We'll get to that LSU controversy in a moment. Iowa State Cyclones, both men and women's, ditto for the Drake Bulldogs, both the men's and the women's programs postseason. How's that for a high five from George Cataldo and everyone at Iowa EPS? And away we go. All right, the women's thing with Caitlin and the LSU possibility, I love it. I really do. Now, are we going to have a brawl like we saw LSU in South Carolina? No. Did we have some drama and did we have some gamesmanship going on in the national title game last April? Yeah, we did. Yeah. And you know, there was some trash talking, and say what you want about Kim Mulkey's Lady Bayou Bengals. The Lady Cats were good. And again, you had a player who tossed in what, 6, 7, 8 threes, had a career high 27. And, you know, Caitlin Clark was off her game pretty much, you know, and Iowa got, not only did they get beat, they got thrashed. So this LSU-Iowa thing, and that is that bracket, you know, causing, you know, people to criticize the committee? Sure. But, you know, there's the fellowship of the miserable out there. There is a lot in life, and there's a lot of them in it. There's people, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, what you say, they're going to find something wrong with it. So one thing I hate about the brackets when they come out, we spend half of Sunday night, thank God, not on this network. I scour the networks, you scour the blogs, you scour the social media, one complaint after another. Stay home. Don't watch. I'm serious. So away we go. I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait. And you know what? There's other women's games, quite frankly, that are going to draw a lot of attention right out of the chute. And here's another team I'll tell you right now, pay attention because they're capable of cutting down the nets. And I don't think a lot of people are paying attention, and that's UCLA. And the other team in Los Angeles is Southern Cal. This could turn into the, you know, Tinseltown Invitational with these two teams. I haven't gone through the women's bracket. I've done the men's bracket. I will tell you, I think UConn is going to get beat. They're going to get beat in Boston, and they're not going to successfully defend their title in my world. They're not. Are they good? Yes. Could they win it? Likely. I'll take a stand against them. Not that difficult to do. It's hard to repeat. We haven't seen a repeat since what? I remember at least one half of it. It was in Indianapolis. It's got to be Florida. 06, 07, I think, is the last repeat. And I think that was Horford, Miller. I'll go back and look, but that was a very good team. Not a very good team. That was a great team. So I'll go back and check that out here during the break. So you look at these first round games on the women's side,
you know, I mean, just like the men, you're going to have some games that are going to be blowouts. I mean, the winner of that University of Tennessee Martin Holy Cross game, and that game starts, that'll be Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Let's see what kind of TV we get on that. That'll be on the Deuce. And that'll be a Carver Hawkeye. So we will keep an eye on that. And obviously that's going to be the first, first foible and the first meal, if you will, for the Lady Hawkeyes, because they'll destroy either team. That'll be a 35-40 point win. Then it gets a little, spicy. You got a couple other teams in that draw. I think that Princeton team is dangerous. I haven't seen them. Again, I'm going off what I've read. It's not like I've parked myself in front of a lot of women's games. I've been guilty just like everybody else. If South Carolina's on, I watch. I want to see how good they are. Are they good? Yes. Are they very good? Yes. Are they great? Very much so. And potentially, they could run the whole table. And they have to now. They have to finish the entire season undefeated, and they're a prohibitive favorite to do so. So Lady Gamecocks definitely in play. Next, I hesitate with Iowa, and I'm going to tell you why. The defense. And if Clark, and we saw it in the Big Ten tournament, the fact that they won it was amazing. Caitlin, I think, is running out of gas, folks. Now, this break has been absolutely essential. I think she'll get her legs back, but I think she's going to revisit the rubbery legs and the fatigue. They're too reliant on her. Somebody else is going to step up. Kate Martin, the most likely. The inside game is good. They don't play a lick of defense. They don't. And they, you know what? They shouldn't have the expended energy level that they do, because they haven't shown a lot of adhesion on the defense. And the cohesion on the offense, is missing something. And so I think the strategy for anybody that's playing Iowa is put a body on Clark, put a hand, contest her shots. She's going to get, even on a bad, look at, she had 4 points in the first half against Nebraska in the Big Ten title game. She went off for 30 in the second half, and granted, there was 5 minutes of overtime, but she went crazy. Why? Nebraska got away from where got them a lead, and they were terrible down the stretch. They fell into a trap, which Lisa Bluter, the Iowa coach, is excellent at doing. It almost is a mistake that can pay dividends. I don't know what it is, but the Iowa women, I've seen it on two or three occasions this year, will get an 8, 9, 10-point lead and still want to go run and gun. And then that opens them, themselves up to a run the other way. You ever notice that in basketball? Any level of basketball. When you have a big run, normally the team that, just got socked in the mouth will respond if you keep the tempo high. And lo and behold, what happened? Ohio State beat them as a result of that. They got whacked by Indiana on the road because of that. They damn near got beat by Nebraska. Had no business winning that game. Nebraska just totally handed that game and handed them a bouquet of flowers in doing so. It was a disgrace. It really was. But you know what? It played right into Iowa's hands. So, Bluter, just that's her style. She's not going to change. But I tell you right now, there's a good chance that they're going to go up to Albany. And MVP Arena, capital city of New York, they're going to have a ton of New York media there. Clark is gold. She's great for TV ratings. It's a centerpiece game. And I don't know. If it's LSU, probably flip a coin. But they might, they've got to be real careful. They really do. And we'll see. If they play some defense, hey, I'll sit here. I'll be the first one to start eating crow. Bite by bite, nibble by nibble, I'll do it. I just... Time and time again, we've seen that. All right. And the other thing, Juju Watkins. Who does not want to see this gal? And, what's interesting is she's been so overshadowed. And I think her star quality, her talent, again, West Coast team struggle, right? I mean, Caitlin Clark's just been, the girl with the curl. She's been America's darling. She's drawing TV. I was on a plane last week, total stranger. Said to the gal, hey, do you follow sports? Not really. Oh, you really? You don't follow sports at all? Yeah, well, my husband likes to watch football. I said, Caitlin Clark. She goes, oh, that's that basketball player. She didn't say Iowa, but, oh, that's that. Oh, yeah, she's great. But see what I'm saying? She draws in casual fans. Juju Watkins is a little bit, and quite frankly, a substantial disadvantage. He plays on the West Coast. It's not like it's appointment television, number one. Number two, there's a big time difference. And I think ESPN, to be honest with you, has done a horrible job with Juju Watkins. She just doesn't get what she deserves. This gal is absolutely phenomenal. And she's unselfish. And I mean, wow. I mean, really. And if I'm not mistaken here, and I'm going totally off the cuff here, I mean, Southern Cal, did they not have Lisa Leslie? I mean, we're going way, way back. So it's not like Southern Cal has been, you know, this just rising phoenix from the ashes. They've had some decent women's pedigree on the basketball court in Southern Cal. And on the men's side, you know, Andy Enfield did that great job with Florida Gulf Coast, parlayed that into the Southern Cal job. I just like to see Juju Watkins get a little more love. And so I'm going to watch very intently during this tournament to see if ESPN raises the Watkins awareness game. She deserves it. She really does. This isn't a slap at Caitlin Clark. It really and truly isn't. I hope we see these two gals go head to head. I really do. I hope we see them go head to head and let's see how that plays out. Maybe it'll be this year's version of, you know, Angel Reese and the LSU disaster from a year ago. All right, we're coming back. Golf, let's get into it. Masters right around the corner. Tournament Players Championship. What about us weekend warriors? We'll talk about it. Sports psychologist Dr. Saul Miller, straight ahead, here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back in the overnight. Don't go away.
Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America, morning trail across the country on iHeartRadio. Tune in. We're also on Simple Radio and heard around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. You know, I love golf. We do a lot of it. Players Championship. I felt bad for Wyndham Clark when he lipped out on 18. I thought we were going to get a playoff. Scheffler's been great, successfully defends. At the Players, we're poised now for the Masters here. We're a month out. Actually, we're 3 weeks out. Three full weeks out, and we get to the championship game of NCAA basketball. We'll be, Augusta, Georgia, ready for the Masters. Let's get him in here, though. A great book, Sports Psychologist. All you weekend warriors now, pay attention. Dr. Saul Miller, going to talk about his new book on golf and winning golf, and who doesn't, because it's been said a million times. It's a mental game, and let's get the doc in here. We appreciate you. Dr. Saul Miller, I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for popping on this program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Marty, and thanks for having me on the show. You know, what
I
you
love
just
it.
Said, what you just said, Jack Nicklaus, pretty good golfer, said, golf is a game of emotion and adjustment. And if you're not aware of what's happening in your mind and your body, you'll never be able to be your very best. So you got to manage the mind, and that's what this book is about.
And I think it's great. And if you don't mind, from my New England roots, I'm going to put this book right on par with a dear friend who's been on this program, and that's Dr. Bob Rotella. And I know you know him, and I know he knows you, and I think it's great that we're getting into this because we got a lot of people golfing. We've had unseasonably warm weather in this country. Golf courses all over the country are opening early. Let's dive right into it. What's the first thing? How do you mentally prepare yourself to transform how you, in your mind, take possession of your golf game and try to improve it? What's the first thing you got to do? Let's start right there. Go ahead.
I think there's three things. I think you want to create the right focus. You want to create the right feeling. And to some extent, even the right attitude. And right focus is about simply how you talk to yourself. What your direction is, your ability to visualize the shot. You just mentioned Scottie Scheffler. He said, when I'm playing my best, I'm focused on my target, on the shot shape. I'm not thinking about swing mechanics. I'm not thinking about anything other than the good feeling, the good rhythm, and where the shot is going. And everybody, and I shouldn't say everybody, way too many people are focused on all kinds of things. Don't hit it there. I've got to make this shot. The bogey on the last hole. You know, if you play a round of golf, Marty, it's going to take, let's say, 3.5-4 hours. In that time, probably only a half an hour is spent actually addressing and hitting the golf ball. So for the rest of the time, people have to deal with their feelings and their thoughts. And so I work with people to create some very positive thoughts. I'm a good golfer. I'm becoming a good golfer. Pick three or four things that are your strength in the game. I mean, simple affirmations. I hit long and straight. My short game is good. I make my putts. I'm working with one young golfer, and I'm telling him, when you line up for a putt, be thinking, this is going in the hole. But often people are not thinking that. Thinking, don't hit it too hard. Don't hit it too soft. Have I got the lie right? I mean, way too many thoughts going on that are not directive. Like Scheffler saying, see the shot you want to make, see the shot shape, and create that good feeling. I work a lot with breathing. I do something called conscious breathing, where I'm really training people to get into a nice breathing rhythm. And I just, it's very simple. The breath is like waves in the ocean. The wave comes in, the wave goes out. You can always find the waves. And they help you to be more calm and strong. And, you know, I think it was, Watson, who said, when I learn to breathe, I learn to win. And, I mean, that's how it works. It's creating the good feeling, getting into the moment, not worrying about what will happen if, not focused on the last shot that wasn't successful. Stay with the breath. And if you get into your breathing, the exercise I do is just a nice, smooth breathing rhythm, drawing energy to you, and then training yourself. You got to do some homework to create the feeling of energy flowing down your arms, into your hands, right into the shaft and the head of the club, breathing in, energy flowing down your legs, into your feet, and up into your head. If energy is flowing through you smoothly, and you have a nice swing, the ball will go where you want it to go. But when you get uptight, when you're thinking somewhere in that system of yours, you're thinking, don't miss, don't hit it in the trees, you create tension, you interrupt that natural smooth flow, ball doesn't always go where you want.
Two things I just picked up and I love. I love the idea, four and a half hours of golf, and you're only physically moving your body for 30 minutes or less. That is something that I can take possession of and leave a bad shot behind. For crying out loud, don't spend all the rest of the day, you know, because you knocked it into the woods or you hit it into the, the trap, and maybe, you came out, you know, you blasted the ball out of the trap. Leave those bad shots behind. We're with Dr. Saul Miller, winning golf. It's the golf season. We love this. We do these as part of a series of golf instruction on this program. Dr. Miller, listen, you describe 8 of the most common problems that limit golfing performance. Now, we don't have all time to go in specifics on all 8, but can you kind of headline those 8? Because that is a powerful statement, 8 of the most common problems limiting golf performance. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Okay. Some of them, very simply, swinging too hard, swinging too fast, squeezing the club, lifting your head, pulling your head out. Why? Because you're not sure where the ball is going to go, overthinking, all of these things. And one of the simplest ways to chill, to balance that out, because all of these are based on fear. And if you think about it, really, the two core human emotions are love and fear. When we have fear, we create contraction. We create tension. So when I'm swinging too hard, I'm swinging too fast, when I'm pulling my head out, all of these things, why am I doing these things? I'm not into just the feeling of a smooth, powerful swing. So really, I go back to breathing. A very simple way to love yourself, take a breath, stay in the present. And if you can do a little bit of homework, I mean, I describe in the book exactly how to do this breathing process, where, as I say, the energy comes to you, the energy flows through you. And the club is just an extension of you. The ball has no power to direct itself. It's your energy that directs the ball. And if you have a smooth flow with a positive image, ball is going to go where you want it to go.
Winning golf, Amazon. Again, the mental game will significantly improve your golf game. And winning golf in the mental game, it's all about in your head, the breathing, we've talked about that. Here's the thing, yeah. I love too. I really do. You got 70 people who have given you input, all right? You don't have to take 70 tips. You know, so you can go through this book, get a little bit of a highlighter with you, and get the tips and get the things that you know apply to you. And the other thing I love, when you start the golf season, hey, look, if you're a player and you're shooting, 12, 15 handicap, you're shooting 90, and then you go a month, you're going to have big chunks of improvement. You may shave 2-3 strokes off your game as you get into the flow of the peak of the golf season. And then your improvement, your scores are going to have little smaller chunks of progress, 85 to 84 to 82. You know what I'm saying? It comes in small chunks. And a lot of that is preparing yourself to know full well you're going to improve a lot early, but as the season goes along, still be happy if you could shave a stroke or two each weekend. How about that, doctor?
For sure. Absolutely. That's what it's about. It's, working, it's great to be out there. It's great to be playing the game. But I think what you want to do is continuously work to improve. Somebody once said, it's not about being the best. It's about being better than yesterday. So I'm always working towards that. And again, I come back to creating the right focus, positive thoughts, positive imagery, creating the right feeling, and learning. There's actually a technique I describe about how to, if you create some tension, how to release it and take a breath, clear the screen, refocus. It's learning to manage your mind. Golf is such a great mental game that it's like it's a game of life. That's a beautiful thing about it. If you can manage your emotions and your thoughts playing golf, it's going to translate into everything else you do in life.
All right, one final topic, Dr. Saul Miller. I am so glad that you are addressing something that I've thought about and wondered about for years. Why is it that there are so many pro athletes who play one sport and they pick up golf and they tend to be really, really good? Mario Lemieux, John Smoltz, Barkley's improved. He's got the worst swing in the world, or at least it looks like it, but he shaved a lot of strokes. Steph Curry, outstanding. I could go on and on and on. Why is it so many of these professional athletes are so good at golf? And really, is it because they're preordained mentally in their other sport to be well-placed and well-centered in golf? Is that right, Doc? What do you think?
Well, I think they're natural athletes. They have some discipline. They have focus. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the training they do to help become a better, whatever, basketball player, football player. You know, I have a chapter, as you know, in the book where I look at three NHL hockey players who were clients of mine and a couple of NFL football players who I worked with, all of these people I worked with for a couple of years, and they all became really good golfers. And I asked them if the work we did to improve their hockey or their football translated. And they said, absolutely. You learn how to manage your focus and manage your emotions if you're going to play any professional sport or any elite sport at a high level. And that translates to the game, except that golf is a really mental game. And so that ability, you can't just, one of the, Leroy Irvin, who was a safety, all-pro safety with the Rams, he said to me, you know, I knew I could beat that guy one-on-one. He said, but the golf course, man, that's something else. So you got to learn not just to attack things, but how to be able to stay focused and stay calm.
I got to tell you one thing that people have to do to be better golfers, and they're doing it just like little kids today. Leave your cell phone in your car. I'm dead serious. I played recently, and the phones were going off, and people talking to their wives and girlfriends and ordering seafood for the way home. I mean, at least turn it off and put it in the cart, huh? How about the cell phone? Let's end on that note.
Absolutely. I mean, that... We're talking about really managing your mind. This is a great opportunity to get away from the phone, for sure. That's crazy. Yeah.
Dr. Miller, I'm excited for this book. I'm going to keep hitting it. You know what, Doc? I hope we can we hit you back here maybe in the summertime and talk again. And we want to do our part in helping this book do well, because I can't wait. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Marty. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
I appreciate the conversation. Dr. Saul Miller, all right? Let me give you a Winning Golf, the Mental Approach. Here it is. Winning Golf, the Mental Game. It'll improve your game. Pay attention to it. Check out the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, both online and the brick and mortar. All right, we're coming back. What we're streaming about, what we're screaming about in the world of sports, it's the first of the first four. We head to Dayton, Ohio. We'll talk about it coming up here on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, right down the home stretch we go. Streaming and screaming the world of sports tonight. Wagner, Howard, early on, Seahawks, Seawolves, whatever their name is, they got the early lead by six. Jen and Jeff in the overnight keep you updated with the scoreboard, which their show last night was excellent. It just had some doing the team nicknames and some of the schools in the tournament. Great late night, early morning radio. How about that? NBA buckets. You know, I can't get too wound up. There's one game I got circled tonight. That's Denver and Minnesota. And Minnesota's on the back end of a back-to-back, and away we go. Puck tonight, Winnipeg and the New York Rangers. How about that? That's facing off as we speak. And then we got Boston and Ottawa. Ottawa is on an East Coast sojourn right now. They've been Islanders, Hurricanes. The Bruins should, I think, feast mightily tonight on Ottawa. And then late, you know, Canucks, maybe you take a look at that. Lightning and Golden Knights. Blackhawks Kings kind of brings us home into the late night. A lot of NIT basketball, you know, Iowa, K-State, can't get too wound up. East Coast, Providence, BC. Hey, listen, scores. We got you 24/7 right here on Sports Byline. We look forward to that. Shout out to Nick Nurse, Philadelphia 76ers coach. How about this move, okay? Grew up in Carroll, Iowa, went to Northern Iowa. He's got a book out now called Rapture. I listened to the audio version last night. Got wind in his hometown, Carroll, Iowa, and I've played the course, the Carroll Country Club. You know, maybe like so many golf courses, has fallen on tough times. Nick Nurse wrote a check. He has purchased in his hometown, the country club. Going to keep it open. Nick's not a big golfer. He lives in Media, Pennsylvania with his wife, Roberta, and their kids. He's struggling right now with Embiid being banged up. The Sixers have kind of fallen on tough times, but Nick Nurse has purchased the Carroll, Iowa Country Club in his hometown. Not because he wants to brag and say, hey, I own a country club. It was struggling, and it's his hometown. What a guy. All right, and I'll call him Dr. Nick Nurse. He got his PhD along with Adrian Griffin while they were coaching in Toronto. amazing. All right, enjoy it. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez, for a great job as always. Thank you to Darren Beck. Tonight, the overnight crew, Jeff Jen, and they'll take us into the Wednesday edition of our program tomorrow night, about 24 hours, 23 hours for right now. Enjoy your evening here on Sports Byline. Adios.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is denying any